The six stages of powerful self-hypnosis. What we're going to talk about is the stages of hypnosis, how it works, and exactly some of the inductions that we're going to do as we talk about it. Now, first couple things we need to really get a handle on is understanding preparation. I mean, I know I've gone over some of this information, but this also is going with the notes that are included with it. So I just want to add a few tips, a few pointers, so that you can understand it and gain a better mental vision of what we're looking to do. I'm going to jump right into the information, and we're going to go from there. Also, within this section, I'm also going to cover some specific, very specific methods that we can use in order to stop some of those bad habits that we're looking to get control of. So first phase is preparation. And as I've always said, you want to prepare your mind and body for the session. Okay, you want to be in a good state of mind. You want to be euphoric and blissful. Now, what that means is you want to be in a good mood. That means that you want to have an attitude that you're just happy, you're feeling good. That's how you want to go into a session like this. You do not want to go into the session if you're angry, you're mad, or if your expectations are anything less than what success is all about. And the reason that is because your mind works just as effectively when it's negative as it does when it's positive. And if it's negative, then that's what you're going to get. You're going to actually get a lot of negative stuff, and you really don't want that. So, you know, prepare yourself when you're getting ready to go into the session. Now, this is especially true if you're going to be recording a CD or an audio tape that you're going to be listening to on an ongoing basis. The worst, absolute worst thing you could do is record a CD or audio tape or whatever onto your iPod that was negative energy coming through, and then you listen to it every day. You can't possibly hope to get anything good out of that situation. So that's preparation. Number two is concentration. All right, this is getting yourself in the mode to do the hypnosis, the self-hypnosis. And again, self-hypnosis can be, some folks are probably listening to this saying, I don't have the equipment to record, but the thing is, you can hold a script right in your hands and kind of go through it as an auto-suggestion. That's probably the worst-case scenario, but by the same token, it works. If you've got a PC, you could probably easily go out and get a software. Now, some of you are saying, well, why would I want to go out and get a software to record voice on my computer? The fact of the matter is, this is so important that you've already invested in courses, you've already invested in yourself. Why wouldn't you invest $40 or whatever it is for software and a microphone to get this to work for you? Because this is something that you're going to be adapting for your entire life to really promote yourself to yourself. So anyway, the concentration is using a focusing object like a hypnotic poster, a coin, medallion, some type of fixation tool. Even closing the eyes and focusing on the blackness of the eyes being closed is certainly a good way to go as well. So you want to make sure that your concentration is strong, that nothing else is going on. You're not going to be doing this session while you're thinking about other things. This is a focal point, which means you're there. You're in the moment. You're not thinking about the problems that you have going on. You're not thinking about a situation that happened in the past. You are in the moment when you're doing this type of process. It does you no good if your mind is wandering to other topics. So again, be focused. It's really the key in these first two phases of getting this to work superbly.